Welcome to the Maria Heller Show, the internet's original podcast. Since the year 2000, always ahead of the curve, always on your side. A true warrior for truth and justice, Maria and her guests leave nothing out, and no one is off limits. There is only one truth, the rest is lies. Sit back, enjoy the education with a true daughter of Mother Earth. Sharp New York wit, spiritual knowing, and a very dry sense of humor, Maria will dissect the news and lies to make it all palatable. Education is power. Maria delivers rapid-fire truth like no one else can. Here she is, the mouth that roars, the legendary Maria Heller.
Good morning, world. Maria here, alive and kicking. Welcome to Hell and High Water, my monthly segment that I do with Chuck O'Challey. If you're not familiar with Chuck's show, get over to O'Challey.com. There's a live link here. You can just click through. He's one of very few people you'll ever hear me recommend you listen to, of course, besides myself. Good morning, Chuck.
Oh, good morning, Maria. How can it be morning? Is it morning in America? Is it really good for you? Who knows?
I don't know. I saw a coffee mug and a meme that I wanted. It said, I just wish for the day I could wake up and Trump still isn't the president. But I said, wow, I really like that kind of cup for myself. But breaking story this morning is the collapse of a tunnel where they finished plutonium at Hanford in Washington State. All their workers were told to take cover right away. Of course, the news is telling us we're all safe because no one understands the tremendous amount of improperly stored nuclear waste that continues to build up at Hanford. This is our very own Fukushima, and I can see that people are going to play this story down.
Well, and for many years, look, it's become apparent to many people. Of course, you wouldn't know it again because it doesn't tell you on the idiot box that this is happening very often, that there's been a lot of different events there, different leaks, different accusations about material spreading around because, you know, every time you store this toxic crap anywhere, you know, we don't have a good enough container, it seems like. Or, well, maybe, there are new containers, but how old is Hanford?
Well, since the 50s. It's been there since the 1950s.
Mm.
And then you look at, you know, Fukushima. And, you know, this is our own little Fukushima that people are still in the dark about. And people don't realize that these nuclear power plants, their life expectancy is 30 years. And every time they come up for renewal of their permit, they don't even inspect them. They just give them another 10, 20 years on them. So most of the nuclear plants in this country are ancient. And this is a problem that we're going to have everywhere. And I remember several years ago when they wanted to store nuclear waste at Yucca Mountain and all the protests came out and prevented that. But now I was reading that the Trump administration wants to reopen Yucca Mountain for nuclear waste storage.
Well, must be good for business somehow, because it doesn't matter what happens to the environment under Orange Julius, does it? But speaking to the nuclear issue in general, this is one of the most horrifying things. There's not one facility. It's not just Hanford. It's not just Fukushima. Of course, these are the ones that are collapsing and disintegrating that we know of. But a lot of this stuff is happening quite quietly, and all of it under the canopy of what? The Wile E. Coyote methodology for boiling water. We have to smash atoms in order to boil water to turn a turbine. I mean, what is wrong with people? And also, Maria, correct me if I'm wrong, because maybe it's just me and my crazy thought process, but do you notice that all of these things are in vulnerable areas? Either they're on fault lines or they're on coastlines, which are susceptible to flooding and various types of, natural events that can occur, although we could get into whether all events are natural or not, I'm sure, but we've only got an hour. The fact is that they're all in vulnerable places. So not only are they aged, but they're in a terrible position, and they're kind of, well, a counterintuitive sort of thing. You know, Isn't it strange that they told us this was the safe and clean energy were supposed to be looking for?
You know, I've been hearing that bullshit since the 80s, okay, and telling people there's no such thing as clean energy when it's nuclear energy. But, you know, what you talked about, the neighborhoods, the places they position them on, it's kind of like Superfund sites and dumping sites always being in poor neighborhoods, primarily inhabited by minorities. It's the same way they truck all this nuclear waste through major cities without any care or concern. And I've been warning people about this, I hate to say it, Chuck, probably since you were born. And when you look at it now, it's even worse than ever. And I don't know if you watched that comedy called The Last Man on Earth. But I watched last night's episode. Maybe it was predictive programming. But it was interesting because these people all survive some plague that happens and takes out most of the population. It's a really cute show with Will Forte and Mary Sternbergen. But last night's episode was, you know, they found this one place in California where they felt they could live safe and, you know, the air is clean, blah, blah, blah. And they've been there for a couple of years. And then he goes outside and he sees big smoke in the sky, tracks it down. It was one of the nuclear plants finally collapsing. So they beat it out of there and they say, well, where are we going to go? There's hundreds of these things all over the country. And every expert said that, you know, at a certain time, they would all start collapsing. And she held up a map where they're trying to figure out where in America they could go. And the map is covered with, you know, the little sign for nuclear power plants. It's like everywhere in the country. So they're in a quandary and they think they can go to Mexico. But Will Forte's character had picked up a Geiger counter, a radioactive counter. And as they're trying to drive into Mexico, the counter goes off. So they really have nowhere to go. So they want to steal a boat and try to live on the ocean. And then this morning, you know, one of my astute listeners immediately posted to me, Maria, did you see this about Hanford? So, you know, even though it's a comedy, they do bring out a lot of good points. And I recommend the show because it's pretty cute. But people don't realize, you know, the more radiation damage we get, only thing our government does is they raise the amount of radiation they say is safe for you. You know, yesterday I had a show in my show talking about safety. I was mentioning, you know, Fukushima and how Fukushima has now affected every person on Earth. But they said, don't worry about it. It's just like getting one more extra X-ray.
Well, you know, look, let's assume for a moment, Maria, that they were correct about that. One extra X-ray from Fukushima. Well, what about Chernobyl? What about Three Mile Island? What about the hundreds of thousands of, I guarantee you, spills that we haven't heard about? What about the open-air testing that was done, you know, in various countries, including this one? You know, we talk about North Korea testing weapons, but we tested weapons here on U.S. soil. And by we, of course, I don't mean you and me, but our wonderful, illustrious government did. And this stuff is everywhere. Okay.
Right after we made a big stink about North Korea firing off a test missile, we had fired one a week later off the coast of California.
Well, yeah, see, there's the missiles, but what I'm saying is the contamination level is amazing, and it's not something that you're going to be able to pick up on. You can't look outside and see what they used to call smog, right? You can't look outside and go, you know, the air is clearly dirty. You can't go outside and say, gee, the sun is being blotted out by the particulates in the air. You can't, because this stuff is invisible. And all of it being built up over time. Now, I don't know about you, but I've heard lots of different estimates. And, oh, by the way, yeah, I think that show's pretty funny, too. I haven't seen that episode. But it points out something that I say on my show constantly, which is, you know, if you think this doesn't affect you, listener, you're wrong. It's everywhere. You can't get away from it. And what needs to be done is it needs to be stopped. Because the only guarantee we have with these nuclear facilities is two guarantees, really. One, they are wonderful for making things that can be weaponized quickly. And two, they are guaranteed to fail eventually.
Right.
So, when they fail, and of course, with no one on earth to maintain them, to take care of the rods, all of these things would actually melt down, and all of these things would go Fukushima without, power and people and water and everything else being added to them constantly. And the diesel generators will only last so long. And the fact is that they didn't address this on that show up to this point. I figured, it's fantasy land, so they couldn't have.
This was the latest episode, and I have Hulu, so I always see it the day after. But you could absolutely see it now. But what you're saying is right. But listen, over six years, Fukushima's been spewing 400,000 tons of radioactive water into the Pacific. They had to pull their robots out because their robots were disintegrating inside Fukushima. So man, in his attempt to play God, which always fails, when they created Fukushima, all these power plants, they have no plan on what to do with the waste and what to do when one melts down. Even that encasement they put around Chernobyl, that's only good for 100 years. And I often think to myself, what happens 100 years from now if there's still human beings on the planet? And they don't read Russian, okay? And that thing blows. So it's like we've created nuclear war. It's like a silent nuclear genocide that's been happening every day. And when I keep telling people the days of eating fish are long over, they just think I'm exaggerating because, oh, come on, Maria, you're a vegetarian.
Okay, well, let me back you up. I am not a vegetarian, and you know this. I've talked to you about it. I mean, I eat limited amounts of meat, and I know we could have that discussion. But I'll tell you this. I won't go near fish. There is no way, because I'm too well aware of what's happening. The oceans are dying off, and this is happening because of what's going on in Fukushima. As a meat-eating person, I used to enjoy some tuna fish now and then.
Yeah.
I'm sure you remember tuna fish. If you were going to eat meat, tuna fish would be one of the better things for you to eat. Not anymore. And as far as Chernobyl goes, look, they said 100 years, but they're already experiencing issues there.
Right.
They're already experiencing, we didn't anticipate leaks, and we've already seen some of the wildlife that didn't, die off has gotten, limited doses of this stuff is beginning to warp and change, too. And it's going to do nothing but get worse, and everything crumbles when it's being pounded by nuclear radiation. Mm-hmm. It's just that simple. But after all, Maria, we're going to be just fine because
The government will just raise the level of radioactivity until we all have two or three heads growing out of our shoulders and saying it's safe, not to worry. Look the other way. When it comes to fish, I've been watching documentaries lately, and I watched one called Sonic Seas, S-E-A-S. And it talks about all the noise damage that we're creating through shipping alone, killing the whales, disorienting all the creatures under the ocean. Then you put it together with the plastic island of garbage in the ocean and how a lot of these animals have plastic in them. Yesterday, I had a report that dolphins are washing up with severe brain damage. And the Chinese said that the seas are empty, so they're trying to fish off the coast of Africa. And I just keep telling people, even if you take a supplement, fish oil, kelp, anything from the ocean, those days are over, long over. But people don't realize if they want to believe that we all came from the sea and that's where life began. Well, once the ocean is completely dead, which it's on its way because it's got more carbon dioxide in it than oxygen to give, what do human beings think? That we're not next on the totem pole?
Well, no, because they think they're exempt. Like I said, don't worry, because President Trump will change the standards, right?
Well, he's getting rid of all regulations, so I guess he'll be hastening our demise even quicker.
I mean, look, not like the previous administration did us any real favors when it comes to this, but it is fascinating to watch the...
Obama did try, even if he was faking. He did put a stop to the Keystone Pipeline. He did, put orders in to no offshore drilling, which, of course, Trump has reversed. The only thing I see Trump has done since he took office is try to undo any positive that Obama did. And I'm not telling you Obama was a saint, because you know you and I covered the good, the bad, and the ugly with him too. But when he wants to get rid of regulations, fire scientists, and put industry people in their place, you already can see what's coming.
Well, again, it's fascinating because, look, he's the front man to keep us busy while ExxonMobil runs foreign policy, while there is no real civilian control over the Pentagon anymore, while, you know, environmental, well, we'll have some environment. It'll be great, though. Don't worry, Maria. It's all going to be great. Just like healthcare, which is another wonderful issue, which I don't even want to delve into, but let's just remind people that that's what they're after at the moment, while they keep us distracted from the rest of it, and they consider a surge in Afghanistan. So, you know, the wars, the rumors of wars, the elimination of science, the elimination of, oh, critical thought. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, keep your eye on the shiny orange object, because that ball bouncing around is what you're supposed to listen to. And I think it's really come down to a point where we got to recognize that this is the front man. He has as much to do with your French fries at McDonald's as the clown Ronald does, okay? I think that's what it comes down to now, except that he does get to make sweeping little orders and, well, make us look foolish across the planet. But I don't know. I'm starting to come to that sort of conclusion. How about you?
Well, I think that I agree. He's a puppet, albeit a dangerous one, because he's actually more dangerous and stupid than George W. was, which I never thought could exist on the planet Earth. But my feeling is that his daughter, Ivanka, and her Zionist husband, Jared, are his handlers. And now he's settled them very close to him in the White House. Mm. And they're as pro-Israel, pro-Russia, as involved as you could possibly be. I don't know if you saw Jared and his family actually offering as a sales deal to investors in China this week visas and citizenship in America, depending on how much money they pay.
Oh, yes. In all fairness, look, those kind of programs go on constantly, and most of us don't know about them. But isn't it fascinating that during their presentation, which will be all sorts of funding from this kind of investment deal, during their presentation, they say, well, it's got nothing to do with the president. It's got nothing to do with Jared anymore. But there are pictures of Trump all around the room during the presentation. Who was it? His sister?
Yeah, his sister said, you know whom I'm connected to. Well, how much clearer does that have to be?
Listen, that reminds you of going into a restaurant, and when they try to charge you for a bill, maybe you might be the type of person who says, do you know who my people are?
Right.
And your bill gets torn up. Hey, look, this is the way business is done.
Exactly. It's like being a consigliere for the Godfather. Everybody knows you're the consigliere, so if you're talking to them, they know you have the in with the Godfather.
You got it. It doesn't even matter if you happen to be the Irish kid they picked up off the street or whatever.
Right.
I hate to even think. Right. Anyway.
Well, there's another breaking story. There was another breaking story today. Chuck, I got to tell you, I don't think that I've ever been this physically, mentally exhausted since Trump became president. I can't keep up with all the news. I think yesterday's news had to go for at least an hour and a half. Nonstop, quick talking. And this morning, another big story, which I thought was huge, is that South Korea voted for a liberal, just like France voted for, they're trying to label this guy, but they can't, either a centrist, a liberal, a progressive. But to me, those countries have said no because of Donald Trump. They've seen what's already happening here and decided not to vote for a fascist. So they voted for the lesser of two evils, which at this point, I'm sorry, Hillary didn't win.
Yeah, I never thought I might be able to say this, but here, I'll give you two statements I never thought I would make in my life up until this point. One, I am kind of sorry she didn't win, because even though that was going to be a demonic regime,
right,
it would have made sense.
Right, at least it would have been business as usual. You know, she would have been easier to cover, because I've been covering her family's crimes for years. But at least she knew the job. She presented herself well. You know, she wasn't an idiot. I mean, this man, the whole world hates him. The entirety, I think they took a poll in Canada. Canada no longer respects the United States. They don't even want any notion of Trump in their country, similar to the UK.
Well, not a surprise. You know, that's one thing, though. You almost wish she won. I can't believe I'm saying it.
I can't either.
But the next thing is, you almost ready for this one. This one kills me the worst. I miss George W. Bush.
Yeah, I know. You know how many people say that? But let's never forget that he's a war criminal. Let's never forget.
War criminal and all.
9/11, the whole thing. But I think, you know, George Bush is using this to his benefit as he goes out promoting his book with his mediocre artwork in it. Trying to rewrite history or how people will remember him. Listen, I think Trump being president was a big win for George W.
Oh, absolutely, because this way we can't say that he was the worst president of all time at the very least, right?
Exactly. Now he's not all the way. You know, he's not at the top of the list. Now he's probably second or third.
In a room full of armed robbers, right? In a room full of armed robbers, the murderer catches your attention. You know, the guy who actually pulled the trigger. So this is where it's going to come down to, I believe.
Right.
You know, the guy that really made the biggest mess, which is scary considering we're talking about, you know, the complicity in 9/11, the invasion of Iraq, Afghanistan, the destruction of bystander nations, civilian casualties. And you know what? Here's the thing that frightens you. No, Trump has not gotten to that level yet. But during his time, you do see that, you know, you wouldn't be shocked if he goes way past it.
Look, if he's left unbridled, this country is super finished. Mm. And by unbridled, I don't know what they're waiting for. Remember the first day after the inauguration, the first thing the Republicans wanted to do was get rid of the Ethics Committee. And now we know why, because everything he does is unethical. What are they waiting for to arrest his ass is what I want to know. From his crooked business deals to him and his family bleeding us for their travel around the world, etc. You know, his son, which, you know, today they're trying to walk it back when his son Eric said, we don't need anybody else's investments. We got plenty of Russia investors in our golf courses. Now they're trying to walk that back. But there's videos of him saying that. Mm-hmm. I mean, what else do they need? Okay. And somehow Trump saw yesterday's committee hearings as a win for him, which it was far from. I mean, I got to watch most of it and I was like, wow.
Well, you know, the GOP statements and trying to pin down the former acting attorney general, which I don't care that it was a woman. I don't care who she was. What she had to say is what's most relevant here. And anybody in her position, I would have expected to act in exactly the same manner from my understanding of the story. But, you know, we didn't even get to there, and we're almost halfway done with the show when we have the consideration of Flynn and all of these other ones. And what happened to Manafort, you know, the guy who was screaming, hey, tell Obama to give you the transcripts and records of communications. He's got them because this is another guy who's delusional and thinks that Obama was running, you know, what, everything in the FBI, the FISA courts, right, the CIA. You really think this guy was running all that? If you think so, I really advise you to have a cookie and sit down so you don't hurt yourself.
Right. I mean, I constantly post all the latest people connected to Russia in Trump's cabinet and that have made money off of the deals. And yet people still want to ignore it. You know, how many people, dozens of people from Goldman Sachs, you know, when this guy in France won, and I don't really know that much about him, but I know he was better than Marine Le Pen. Immediately people were all, well, you know, he's a Rothschild banker. You know, I said, well, he was for 4 years, but we have a total Goldman Sachs government. How come nobody's worrying about the fact that we are now ruled openly by the bankers?
Well, because stocks are doing well, Maria.
Well, yeah, you know? They'll do well and everybody else will go to hell.
There you go.
Hell and high water. It's just incredible to me. And yet with all the crazy shit and threats, because, you know, Trump even tweeted out a threat before Sally Yates got to testify, basically accusing her of leaking the information. And, you know, to me, that does protest too much. But when you look at the fact that they want to go after comedians and have investigations, the FCC is investigating Colbert. Now they want to investigate Bill Maher because he made an off-color joke about Ivanka. And truthfully, when I watched both of those, I thought they were great. Did they go too far? I keep writing, no, they didn't go far enough. We have a president that brags about being a pussy grabber. Why isn't he being investigated? Why isn't he being investigated for the rape of a 13-year-old on Orgy Island? Why isn't he being investigated for all his business collusions? You know, but hey, let's go after the comedians. I'm sure you saw that movie, V for Vendetta.
Oh, yes.
And I said, V for Vendetta is coming alive because I see a comedian over in Ireland is now being investigated because of a blasphemy, a joke he made about God 2 years ago. And I'm like, we really are living on Planet of the Apes. So my show is my new shows are aptly titled.
Well, I'll tell you this, Maria, and Lenny Bruce is still not quite resting in peace, is he?
Right.
You know, the FCC and all these other organizations, any federal organization they can use, they've gone after entertainers who've been critical of them all along. You know, and the FBI under Hoover did lots of this stuff, surveillance, harassment, difficulties, planting stuff, making sure to bust people after they had inside information about, you know, small amounts of marijuana on somebody or whatever. I mean, this is just, you know, much as things seem to change, they do seem to remain the same, don't they?
Right. Well, the problem is most people will not do the homework, will not do the research. I mean, just when you were just saying that, in my head, I see the title, you know, Weird Scenes Inside the Canyon by Dave McGowan. Hidden History, you know, by Donald Jeffries. If Americans, and his last book, which is Survival of the Richest, that's a book every American should get in the mail for free, because then they would understand that we are in class warfare. And that's what all of this amounts to, class warfare.
Mm-hmm. And that's what it really all comes down to. You know, when you listen to this debate about health care and all this nonsense, the truth is that nobody is really discussing what the majority of the population needs, what the real humane way of dealing with things would be. You know, oh, well, we're here to protect the middle class.
Right.
Well, there is no middle class, first of all. Secondly, you know, well, they're paying way too high a premium. Well, then deal with the corporations that are ripping them off, that are charging them way more in this country than they would any other. They would not dare to impose such horrible price gouging because they're dealing with the largesse of the government. See, here's where a big government pays off, because if you don't do business with them and you're a provider of these services or equipments or whatever, you don't do business in that country because they run the health care. So, you know, in some ways, that kind of works out. Here, it's charge it, do it, it doesn't care. Whatever it is you can convince people or trick them into paying works. So they say, oh, look, the poor have Medicaid. Okay, fine. The rich can afford what they need to afford. It's all the people in between. But there's people that fall far in between middle class and destitute. And that's where the majority of the population really is. Mm-hmm. And those are the people that are not being represented. They weren't represented by Obamacare. They aren't being represented by this ridiculous thing they're doing now.
Right.
And they won't be represented until they stand up and speak for themselves in an educated way. Not the idiot Trump voter who said, oh, doesn't matter what he does. Sure, I hate Russia. Well, it's okay, he did business with Russia. Sure, I hate people that are out golfing every weekend, but it's okay if he golfs every weekend. Sure, I hate, come on, wake up and speak. You're gonna have to. I know you're busy, because you know what, you're meant to be kept busy. You're meant to be kept on the hamster wheel trying to survive. But I'm gonna tell you now, if we don't start to do something, then we are all gonna fall for everything. And it doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, the people that are gonna profit are the people that always have. And all they're going to do is profit off of our pain, our suffering, so on and so forth. There is an us and them, and it's not red and blue, Maria.
Absolutely, and that's what I say. If people were educated, they would know where to take their fight instead of fighting each other. Instead of falling for the divide and conquer, they would know who the true enemies are.
You got it.
But, you know, people are, like you said, a lot of people, and I know a lot of people, you know, they're working 2-3 jobs. You know, they're too busy to pay attention. And a lot of my friends, you know, are like, you know, I don't want to know about politics. And I'm like, it doesn't matter if you want to know. Politics is interested in you. And even people I know that voted for Trump who need Medicaid, Medicare the most are now finding out just how screwed they are.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a matter of time, I think, you know, for all of them to wake up and realize they were been had. And, you know, like the way they follow these congressmen and people around, they need to stay on it. They need to make these people afraid to even show their faces or walk down the street because they're all traitors. In my mind, they're all traitors.
Well, that's right. And look, you're perfectly free to jump headfirst into the high-risk pool if you choose. But, you know, at the very least, don't do it with a blindfold on because there might not be a pool there.
Exactly. It might just be cement. Chuck, we're going to take a short break and ask my listeners to stay with us. We'll be right back. Hi, Maria here, and I have a message due to the pressure of the times we're living in. I'm calling on all students and millennials to get the education they need to fight the fascism taking over our world. I've made a special subscription offer for students and for seniors on a limited budget. For just $9.99 a month, you can subscribe and get that education. Over 500 hours of real education that's necessary to understand the world, the problems, and the solutions. Remember, knowledge is power. Together, you can change the world, but to do so, you must be informed of what's really going on and have real facts to support you in your endeavors. It's time for all the grandmothers to take a stand and teach the younger generation what their life could be and how to get there. Help me help you. One person cannot do it alone, and the guidance you seek is right here at www.maria.net, M-E-R-I-A.net. Your generation is the generation we've been waiting for, so let me help you. Thanks for listening. Okay, welcome back to Hell and High Water with myself and my guest, Chuck Ocelli. Get over to ocelli.com. Support voices like ours while you still can. If they're going after comedians, late night hosts, sooner or later they come around to the few honest voices out there and try to shut us down. And I will tell you this, Chuck, although maybe up till 10 years ago I was willing to give my life for my country, I'm no longer willing to. So if that axe falls down, I'm going to quietly go away because I've been doing this for 20 years. And a lot of times you kind of feel like it's falling on deaf ears because the support's not there. So when you look at what your government is doing to you and you think your vote in a voting booth is going to matter, it doesn't. The only votes you have are two. You vote with your fork, whether or not you want to keep these factory farms and GMO crap in business. And you vote with your dollar. And before you spend a dollar anywhere, find out where these people stand on these important positions.
Well, you know, that's the truth of it. Because spending your dollars, being ill-informed, and supporting the things that are killing you is something that most Americans do quite unaware. And it's just astounding to me that I hear from people who say, you know what, I object to GMOs, and I object to the toxins that are introduced into everything from the food to the toys that we give to our children, so on and so forth. And then they have this long conversation that sounds like they have their head screwed on straight. And then what do? I got to go now because I'm going to Walmart.
All right.
Okay, well, you know.
All right.
What do you expect if you're going to support the people that are killing you? You need to support the people that are actually acting in your best interest, not just giving you lip service and lower prices.
Right.
And I know that's not easy. Believe me, I make a lot of dietary choices that I wish I did not have to. But it comes down to, at the end of the day, you get to be what, you know, you are what you eat, right? And you are also what it is you put your energy into. Right. And unfortunately, although money is a fictitious thing in a lot of ways, it is a translation in the reality in which we live in of your energy. So where do you want to put your energy? That's the point.
Exactly. Hey, you know, years ago, I don't even remember when it was, maybe 2006, 2007, Catherine Austin Fitz was on my show, and she had proposed that as a protest for the 4th of July, that we all take our money out of the big banks and bank locally or with a credit union. And she said, if you think about it, you could be protesting on Wall Street all day long, but those bankers are looking at you from their windows, laughing at you, because they don't really care if you're protesting as long as they have your money. And it's as simple as that, okay? Will we have another bank bailout? Well, if they reverse Dodd-Frank, you can count on it. With Goldman Sachs now investigating themselves as they now run our government, you can bet on it. Do you want your money in the inflated fake market? Then leave it there because you're bound to lose it. Look how many people are losing their pensions, their retirements, their IRAs. Sooner or later, these greedy pigs are going to come for everything. So what is your footprint? What's your political footprint? You know, remember when Gore came out with that, what's your climate footprint? Mine was like minus zero. But if you're banking with them, if you're shopping Walmart, if you're supporting the businesses that support Trump and his agenda, guess what? You're part of the problem, not the solution.
That's the truth. You know, it's so astounding to watch this stuff happen further on down the line, like I said. And I mean, I talked about it for a long time. Supposedly things have changed a bit because they're automating away a lot of those factory jobs in China. But, you know, you don't believe in slave labor. You don't believe in people, you know, being put to the, you know, put into misery and death in order to produce your cheap plastic crap. You know, then don't buy it.
Right.
This is another thing. You know, we could talk about this all day long, I assure you. But nowadays, hey, look, we're going to bring back the jobs from China. That's another wonderful thing.
Right.
We're going to bring back the jobs from China. I wonder if we're going to import the robots in one piece or in pieces,
exactly.
Which is cheaper to ship.
Well, I posted that story and reported on it. Not only are jobs being replaced by robots, but those robots aren't even being made in the United States. They're coming in from Japan. So I'm like, wow, we're not even getting to make the robots that are going to replace our jobs. And, you know, another factory closed today. And, of course, Trump's going to blame that on Obama. And, you know, how many more months or years is he going to blame everything on Obama? Okay, the man needs to man up and grow a set.
Well, you know, look, the first 10 days he's in office, he could have done that and I'd buy it, right? But now when we're taking a look at... his national security advisor.
Right.
I'm still completely flabbergasted here. How is it that you blame the guy you picked, you vetted for a highly, highly sensitive position? You blame hiring this guy, even though you were advised not to, hiring this guy on the previous administration because what? They gave him a classification, you know, a clearance at one point for classified material. That is not the same as making him the national security advisor.
Right.
And
and Obama sat down with Trump and told him not to hire Flynn, that you would have problems. And maybe just because he hates Obama so much, even though he wants to pretend he's not a racist, everything he does is based on racism. What excuse does he have? Sally Yates warned him and she got fired for it.
Right. Well, I was going to say, you know, everything he does is based on racism. Maria, I'm going to call BS on you right now because you forgot sexism.
Oh, well, that's all right. Well, I'll throw that in. We'll throw that in with it. Racism, sexism. He wants to take us back to the days of the rich white male landowners. And when you look at who's voting, even on the healthcare bill, it's all old white men. How could it be that not one woman is working, even in the Senate, on redoing that healthcare bill? And the only pre-existing illness that I did not see listed was erectile dysfunction.
Well, you know, that's remarkable, first of all. But secondly, Well, but Maria, women don't have health issues.
Yeah, what's we do. We live with men. We live with men, so we have plenty of health issues.
Obviously, I'm being facetious. I'm just saying, you know, and women, here's the unbalanced scale, because I don't believe in saying we're all the same, we're all equal. No, there's certain things where we're not equal, actually. Women have a variety of health issues that men cannot have. What do men have? Okay, well, we have what? You know, the particular equipment, I gotcha. No problem. So women don't have a prostate. Okay, fine. Gotcha. Right. No problem. But
and women don't get erectile dysfunction. Now, when they tell us that rape is a blessing and a silver lining if you get pregnant, what if that was something that happened to men? Would they still feel the same way? You know, I saw a woman congresswoman saying that a baby out of rape is a silver lining. And I posted on it and I said, I hope she gets a silver lining soon.
Well, you know, there's not too much you can do to cure absolute suicidal stupidity. But beyond that, beyond the traumatic, let's just think about this for a minute. Okay, look, breast cancer is universal. Men are affected by it as well, but women are affected more. Okay, it's disproportionate, sure. But, you know, there's whole other issues.
Right. How do you call pregnancy or C-section a pre-existing illness? Do they want us to have babies or not? They don't want to give us contraception. They don't want us to have access to abortion. Now in Texas, if you're not a married Christian couple, you can't adopt children. And they don't want to give you coverage. And then if you have a baby, they don't want you to have maternity coverage, prenatal, anything. So to women, what are we? We're damned if we do, damned if we don't. Very similar to the new series that's taken America by shock, The Handmaid's Tale, which I'm watching. And today, a bunch of women dressed up like handmaids and protested at one of their congressmen's offices. Oh, in Texas, against the fact they have no abortion clinics and they have no rights in Texas. I mean, when you say sexism, believe me, to me, I was thinking racism because I had the Muslim ban in my head, because that's still back in court. But when people look at that and, you know, if you have a friend who happens to be a Republican and you say only racists voted for Republicans, they get so angry. But what other excuse do they have for voting for a sexist, misogynistic, racist fucking moron? I don't know how else to say it. If you didn't identify with him, why did you vote for him?
Well, that's the strange thing. You know, how about you ask him why they voted for him? Well, he's a businessman. Well, a businessman is not a president. And a con man is a businessman. So what are you talking about? You voted for him because you thought he could do business better than these other guys. Well, you know, all of his failed businesses, did you take those into account? Right. Oh, that's fake news. Okay.
Right. Who does he owe money to? He owes millions in debt. Who does he owe money to? Why is he hiding his tax returns? This was the guy who you could see a million videos during his campaign, etc. Soon as I'm elected, I'll release my tax returns. And he's still going with the bullshit I'm under audit crap. And just being under audit is no reason legally to not show your tax returns.
Well, you know, there's that. There's everybody will be covered. It's going to be great.
Right.
We're going to have, everything.
We'll be covered with a sheet. We'll be covered with a plastic sheet. You know, they were the ones screaming the loudest about death panels under Obamacare, which I knew from the get-go, Obamacare was just a giveaway to insurance companies. And do they honestly believe that insurance companies aren't writing this bill, too? When they have no doctor associations, no hospitals, no women, none of them involved in the process?
I'm shocked, Maria. You fail to see the improvement. You see, under the Obamacare provisions, we had death panels, okay. Under the Trump care provisions, we just have death. See, they got rid of the panels.
Well, I guess that's a good thing. I guess that's a plus, because if Fukushima or Hanford doesn't get us, or the filth in our air and water, or the death by prescriptions or death by doctor... I guess we should be happy to just say, well, I can't go to the doctor, so I might as well just die. So there you go, problem, reaction, solution.
There it is. And in addition to that, even if you can't afford to go to the doctor, hey, listen, it's a good thing that he lifted all those restrictions and gave tax breaks to Big Pharma, too. So you see, it's all coming together now. It does make sense. Right. Somebody.
It's their idea of population control.
That's the only conclusion I can come to.
Look, the rich are counting on their robot slaves, so they don't need us. To them, we've always been feeders, okay? Useless feeders. They want to make women breeders, okay? For when these old men can't have reproduce, they'll probably want to use women to, you know, forcibly be, you know, get those blessings from God through being raped to give them children because they can't make them anymore. Which is kind of the theory behind that show, Handmaid's Tale. But people don't realize these people are sociopaths and they don't think like us. The last time I had Jack on the show about a week ago, Jack Blood, for new listeners, you want to check out his work too, another great voice. He said there's about 6,000 people running a world with 7 billion people in it. How much nicer would this world be without those 6,000 people in it? I mean, do the math. God, we outnumber these savages by billions. And yet we all sit back and let them dictate what our lives are going to be based on our vote, which doesn't count, never did.
Well, see, they have one unique advantage, and that is that they do work together. You know, the casino is only run by a handful of people, too, and they rake in millions of dollars off of hundreds of thousands of people, right? Guess how that's done? Because a small group of people work together to trick people into doing things that are against their best interests. This is the game that's being played, and what we don't do is, look, we don't need to build a casino. Mm-hmm. But what we need to do is work together. You see, if we did that,
right,
this would not even be an issue anymore. And I don't even want to see those 6,000 off the planet, to be honest with you, because I think they need to experience what it's like to be on the planet as someone other than part of the 6,000.
I think we should take the whole 6,000 and take a tip from Mike Pence and put them in a conversion program.
Oh, good idea. You know, because I was just thinking, I was trying to think of a solution for women since,
right,
you know, you're not allowed to have contraception, abortion, or health care if you get pregnant. So I'm thinking to myself, you know, it would be great if just every woman became a lesbian,
right,
because problem solved.
Well, listen, but, you know, I'm unfortunately a very strict heterosexual this lifetime, and I've regretted that. Okay, that's one of my pre-birth choices that was a stupid one. But maybe that conversion therapy can help me. You know what I mean? Maybe they can convert us into being gay. All right. That's one. And the other option we have, which I think is going to become a reality in the next 10 years, Chuck, is to just have a sex robot. I mean, they're in production right now. You can design your man any way you want. You can design your woman any way you want, even down to the hair on their legs or face.
Huh. Well, you know, it doesn't sound too bad, the robots, really.
Well, they got artificial wombs now, so you can grow your children, you know, in plastic bottles and tubes like in The Matrix. So, you know, why not just, you know, go to robots? I mean, everybody today, young people, have replaced drug addictions with being addicted to their gadget. Well, maybe people can replace their sex lives and not have to worry about abortion, birth control, or sexual disease with another gadget that just happens to look like, you know, your opposite sex.
Oh, hey, look, and you know what? The gadgets won't even be necessary soon because, much like that Matrix, keep that Matrix thing in mind for a second, because this altered reality stuff, you know, is sort of like the overlays that were created with the Pokemon Go. It seems as though that technology is beginning to emerge, much greater than virtual reality. So here's the thing. You could probably walk into a real room and choose what objects, people, and whatever else is in it, and sit there and have the experience without ever touching a single thing or another person. So,
all right.
Hey, all we got to do is live long enough to get there, Maria, and we'll be happy and content in our pods, and we can be Duracell batteries for everybody.
I think
that's a good existence, don't you?
Hell yeah. Can't wait to sign up for it. When that day comes, I'll just take one bullet to the head and be happy. Reminds me of that movie Bananas that Woody Allen did years ago. And everything in Bananas has come true. You remember when they, I don't know if you ever saw it. If you didn't, Chuck, it's a must. Where the only thing left of their leader is his nose. And they tout the leader's nose and they're going to clone the rest of the leader off the nose. And then when you wanted to have sex, you singularly went into this big standing tube, which he called an orgasmatron. You went in there for a couple of minutes, you came out, it was a done deal.
Well, you know, hey, look, efficiency.
Efficiency. Neat, sweet, and petite, as the Addams family would say.
Oh, my. Listen, we have to laugh at this stuff a little bit, but the reality is that when you live in a world where no matter what somebody says, you can call it fake if it's, you know, not in your best interest.
Right.
And you can tell people that the unreal and unsocial media is really socializing. And you can tell people that, you know, reality TV is reality. This is how I think he actually got selected by so many people on
right.
the, you know,
because
stupid sheets.
You can't fix stupid. All right, I see so many people arguing with each other, but I know they're arguing from a point of no knowledge. And to me, if you're going to keep arguing with them, you might as well try arguing with a Jehovah's Witness, and I guarantee you, you're going to lose, okay? Because they're so mind-controlled, and that Bible is beaten into them so much that there's no way you're ever going to get through. So why bother, okay? These people, to me, I was going
to
say, on a soul level, they're already dead. So why waste time talking to the dead?
You know, this is true. Look, if you are truly a psychic and you want to speak to the walking dead, that's fine. I used to do it on occasion, to be honest with you, because they would come a knocking.
Yeah.
And I would need to wind down intellectually, so I would exhaust myself. You know, kind of like hitting a heavy bag as a boxer.
Right. Right.
You know, it doesn't hit back.
Well, but
I gotta
tell you this, though, Chuck. Unlike you, I wasn't lucky or unlucky enough to be in a traditional religion when I grew up. I happen to have been raised Jehovah's Witness. And I took the good out of that and make it work for me. How do I make it work for me? First of all, they taught me great speaking skills. I can speak in front of an audience of 25,000, which I have, and still I have confidence, okay? But I can argue back and forth with these assholes because I actually know the Bible, which is something they don't. You know, there was some post about these evil people, and they are evil, that protest outside abortion clinics. And I got so sick of it that I posted this on that link, and I said, make a sign and take this to those hypocritical assholes. And people loved it. So here's a quickie, the Bible and abortion. Even pregnant women can be slaughtered. That's in the book of Hosea and Genesis. The fetus can be killed too, in the book of Hosea. It's permissible to induce a miscarriage, the book of Numbers. A child less than 1 month old has no value, Leviticus. When conducting a census, ignore children under a month old, the book of Numbers. Live children can be disposed of by stoning, drowning, starvation, cannibalism, burning, stabbing, and poison. Matthew, Deuteronomy, Ezekiel, Genesis, Joshua, and Deuteronomy. So if people want to use their Bible as an excuse, read the goddamn thing.
Well, because look, matter of fact is you can find a justification to take the extreme in
right.
any position in those scriptures. That is my observation,
right.
No matter what.
Right. You'd think Jesus would have said, oh, wait a minute, before I heal you, can you show me your insurance card? Is this a pre-existing condition? And these people call themselves Christian, and they refer to us as a Christian nation while they're cutting, you know, meals on wheels, free lunches for kids in school. I mean, if you're going to lie and say you're a Christian, Texas, read the book, okay? It says God is love, and what you do to the littlest one among you, I will remember. And that was a threat.
Mm-hmm.
So
no, and there is the Jesus I appreciate, to be honest with you.
And Jesus was not a weakling. You know, I keep saying if Jesus was alive today, he would walk into Congress with a whip, a cat and nine tail, and whip them to death like he did in the temple to get rid of the bankers and the money changers.
Oh, yeah. Well, it wouldn't be turning over tables. It would be turning over them.
Right.
You know?
Right. But you know what? These are the same people, the same white supremacists who want to believe that Jesus was, you know, the only white guy, obviously, in the whole Middle East where he was born and raised. And, you know, hung out with guys with, you know, with Western names, you know, Matthew, Mark, Luke. I don't think those were the names of the times in the Middle East.
Well, no, and the letter J didn't even come into existence until far later. But, hey, who's counting? It's not really history, is it?
All right. Any way to put women down. And, you know, people don't want to get that all the Bible books about women, women as saints, women as healers, the truth about Mary, those were all excluded by Constantine. So those, you're only getting like 1/5 of what you should have had. And it's all put together just to control you. There is no greater control on earth than religion and politics.
Well, no, because it gives you the feeling that you are gripping onto something that is from the divine,
yeah,
even though
divine,
it is a construct
right.
of man. Right. And therefore, the defenses and the offenses committed in its name are continuously justified because, after all, you've been blessed by God. Wait a minute.
Right.
Doesn't that sound like those extreme guys that we're supposed to be fighting over there? Anything can be justified by Allah.
Right.
Oh, I'm not supposed to bring up the fake war on terror,
right.
which is a fake war on terror. It's a war of terror. And you, in fact, are the enemy combatants. You, the listeners, anywhere in the alleged United, alleged states of what used to be called America, guess what? You are actually the enemy combatants in the war of terror. And it's a psychological war, it's a physical war, it's a biological war, and it is ongoing. Afghanistan's still running.
Oh, yeah,
once
we show up like bad company, we never leave.
You got it. And the cost of those cruise missiles, Maria,
you know
those cruise missiles that were allegedly launched at Syria because he had seen children dying in that alleged video
of an alleged chemical attack.
Right. You know what? If you just not shot those missiles, the cost of those things, it might have actually paid for, wait a minute, probably 2 Meals on Wheels programs and all the other stuff that they were so quick to cut out.
Well, don't forget, Trump is invested in Lockheed, so he made money on that. And now he's being investigated. Congress has asked him to show why he did that. What basis of law did he do that in? Because he broke international law. He broke 1 million laws doing that. But anyway, Chuck, we're out of time. So... if everybody out there wants to hear more of us, all our shows are archived on both our sites. For a small subscription fee, you keep us as this show is, honest, commercial-free, censor-free. We are in this just like you are. I am not a millionaire, neither is Chuck. We worry about our bills and healthcare just like you. But we've dedicated our lives to helping the people out there that want to know. So please do that, and we'll see you guys next time.
Thank you for listening and supporting The Maria Show. Tell others what you learned today. Knowledge becomes wisdom only when it's shared. Encourage others to subscribe today. www.maria.net. Often imitated, never duplicated. A world of information all in one place. www.maria.net. Always ahead of the curve. Always on your side. Get active or get radioactive. Subscribe today.